Hello. This is for interviewing questions. My name is Scott Erickson. It's morning. My voice is a little, it's got morning voice. Like, you can get really low, like, really low morning voice. All right, so let's go through these questions. Blah, 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 blah. Tell us about yourself and how you discovered your passion for art to create. Ugh, I don't like this question, but okay. I don't like your passion for art. Look, I don't make art because I have, I mean, I care about it. I'm a haunted person. It comes to me, you know, the images and these ideas, they come to me looking for a way into the world. And so I am a person who's in a dance to say yes to inspiration. And art is simply just, you know, artifacts of people's lives. It is expression of what we're going in, what we find ourselves in, and I mean, I think if fabricating things that are beautiful and wonderful and inspiring or intriguing or true, it's a way of processing life, and I like that aspect of it. Sometimes, like, passion for arts just feels like this positive, where maybe more I'm more on the negative, pessimistic side at times. Yeah. Maybe you should ask the question better of, like, please tell us about yourself and how you discovered your vocation of art making. That's a better one. And myself, I live in Portland, Oregon. I am a visual artist, storyteller, author, speaker, all those things. Okay, next question. The style of your work is so unique. What's the story? How'd you find your rhythm and stick to it? There's two kinds of artists. There's artists that are they add to or they take away. And I love work that looks like woodblock prints, which is a take away. You know, you're carving wood. But I'm trained as a painter, and so I'm an add to artist. So I try to make artwork that looks like takeaway, but by doing the process of adding to. What mediums do you enjoy the most? Painting and pen and ink, and speaking and performance art. There's inspiring people to give what they've got. Who, what, and who inspires you? I'm inspired by honesty and courage. I'm inspired by people who tell the truth and invite us into that truth. I think that creates solidarity and healing. And I'm a big fan of that. Who inspires me? I'm inspired by comedians like Pete Holmes, Mike Birbiglia, Maria Bamford, and anybody who's just figuring out a way to tell the truth and make it funny. That's my favorite. How would you like to impact or inspire your family through the legacy of? Okay. I want to be true to my vocation and calling as I can. And I want my kids to see that I did that. Not at the cost of them or being a dad who's around, but that they, because they too must do that too. And I leave a model of them seeing it and going, I wanna work like my dad worked. I wanna find my own thing and figure out how to do that well. I'm Scott the Painter on Instagram, and my website is scotterricksonart.com. What things, in your opinion, we need to do to let go of or connect with the inner kid? Wonder is familiarity kills wonder, and so you must unknow. When you find yourself bored or like, nothing's going to change, or I know all this, just simply start going, what don't I know? And deconstruct everything around you, because your mind has made up a narrative of what's going on, and it makes it familiar, and you need to unknow for everything to be wondrous around you. And that gets into that kid wonderness. Everything, things and enjoy and thankful for is journey as an artist creator. That's a good question. I don't know. I enjoy a good sketch pad with me at all times. I like the new iPad Pro. I'm not, as a creator, I enjoy the elements of social media I enjoy are being able to connect with other artists. I'm not formally trained as an artist, so being able to meet other artists and learn and be have a community that way, that's been wonderful. Well, there we go. Those are my interview questions. I hope you love it forever. Thanks for listening to my morning voice. Bye.